I am a brave padder, you ne'er knew a madder. From Paddington Pear she turned over the ladder. I speak French and Latin, I wear plush and satin, and in my profession I grow fat and batten. I go like a gallant in all sorts of weather, and seem to be valiant in buff coat and feather. I keep a grey mare, and with raw beef I nurse her, to fit her for stand and deliver your purser. I keep a good jade, and I feed a fine whore. I deal in no trade, yet I never was poor. I travel through corn and whole acres of fruit, and yet I was born unto never a foot. The partridge that's neat, and the pheasant that's fine, doth serve for my meat, and at midnight I dine. It is very seldom my feeding is worse, sir. All this comes by stand and deliver your purser. If my punk do but falter or be out of case, my hostess's daughter doth jump in the place. For prigging and padding and nimming and stabbing doth serve to supply me with drinking and drapping. But if I can find ne'er a young female elf to please me, then have at my hostess herself. If she be not willing, I bang her and curse her. All this comes by stand and deliver your purser. They sit up and wait and attend me by turns. If I stay too late, the poor innkeeper mourns. The cookmaid will not be seduced to sin, although she be loved by the chief chamberlain. Nor will she submit to let any man taste her, when she is provoked by the power of her master, who dares not displease me so far as to force her. All this comes by stand and deliver your purser. When daylight doth dawn, I knock and they bustle. The hostler doth yawn, and the geldings do jostle. My wine is provided, my horse is rubbed down, and they are all guided like men of my own. They all give attendance, both knaveship and whoreship, and keep themselves wakening to wait on my worship. If the maid fall asleep, all these servants do curse her, and this comes by stand and deliver your purser. When want doth importune, I borrow of many, but ne'er have the fortune to pay back a penny. If I meet an old judge, I possess him with grief, as if I were the justice and he were the thief. Of all trees I come to, I fear none but one tree, and dare not be tried by the king and the country. Such trial is worse than a nimble-tongued wife, sir, when judges cry stand and deliver your life, sir. My trade is as lawful, if taken in one sense, as many that measure their wares by their conscience. For 'tis in the conscience no viler a vice, to pinch them in padding as cheat 'em in price. I think when I rob a precise city, brother, 'tis cheat upon cheat, and one cheat cheats another. Then tell me in conscience if this be not worser than boldly cry stand and deliver your purser. Those rogues that are brewing of war against their king sincerely are doing the very same thing. With angles of zeal they study and labor to plunder and steal from their very next neighbor. Whilst we are obliged and bound by the charters of Paddington Law not to smoke our own quarters, then tell me, good people, if this be not worser than they that cry stand and deliver your purser. If any by dodging would traffic in my way, let him come to my lodging. My name's Robin Highway. I'll prove my profession, though you think it strange. More honest than many that cheat on the change. Then filch in the slyness of galling and sobbing, much more than those gallant who purchase by robbing. And therefore in reason it seems to be worser than mine that cry stand and deliver your purser. Our way is more level, more honest and evener than either the usurer, broker, or scrivener. They get men's estates and totally rout 'em, whilst padder takes nothing but what is about 'em. Our way of defeating, though free from such slyness, is better than cheating with shadows of kindness. And therefore most freely confess that 'tis worser than mine that cry stand and deliver your purser.